heading into our time of prayer. I'm going to ask the congregation to rise. We're going to sing a song, Spirit of the Living God, before our prayers, and then once we conclude those prayers as well. We share these words in song. Make us one, Lord, in our eagerness to speak good news and set all captives free. Give us your Holy Spirit. Make us one, Lord, in concern for the poor, the hurt, and the downtrodden, to show them your love.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
Make us one, Lord, in worship, breaking bread together, and singing your praise with single voice.
Give us.
Make us one, Lord, in faithfulness to Jesus, who never fails us. Lord, we pray that the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit would be with those that we name today, both in our hearts and with our voices today. For John and Holly, for Bob, for Larry, who came through surgery this morning, we pray for your comfort and peace to be with him as he heads to another surgery later today. For Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Steve, Alan, Marlene, Nicole, Bev, Aaron, Carol, Ann, Brian, Mike, Greg, Anna, and Susan. And Lord, we ask a special prayer of your presence to be with the Garrison family as they mourn Bruce's death just last month. We pray for rest to be given to Catherine as she makes plans and as she processes this tragic news for her life and her family. Lord, we pray also for all who will come again in triumph.
Give us
your Holy Spirit. And give us your Holy Spirit, God our Father, so we may have among us the same mind that was in Christ Jesus and proclaim him to the world. May every knee bow and every tongue confess him, Lord, to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen.
Sing.